KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's 8:06. We have a sunny sky, 75 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 94 and winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 70. A chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and a high of 86. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news, members of the Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening received a special presentation from high school principal Heather McKay and counselors Alyssa Dovenspike and Sarah Rose with regard to student college and career readiness. Superintendent Steve Barber explains.
There's some research out there, some indicators for success in college and career. And we measured our current senior class, our graduating senior class, and we're going to use that as a baseline. Our middle school principal then talked about career exploration, and we've talked about IJAG, which is a program that really reinforces some of these indicators. So we're pretty excited about where we're at and pretty excited about what's going to happen with our next group and as far as the numbers are concerned.
In other business, the board, he said, approved a phone system upgrade.
We have an old phone system, and we're moving to an IPO system. It's going to be more efficient. It's going to be more effective, less disruptions in the classroom, a more efficient way to communicate internally. And we're pretty excited for NishnaNet to do that. He's experienced at that, and we're going to get a really good product for a fair price.
The cost of the system is $46,350, and the board approved the district's return to learn plan modifications.
Basically, without going into all the details, we're going back to our pre-COVID processes and procedures, with the exception of keeping some of our cleaning procedures in line that we had for COVID. We feel like those disinfected strategies really work well for COVID spread, but also I think we found some other benefits, like we had very little flu, very little lice, and those types of things. So we feel like that's going to be good moving forward and just good practice no matter what time or what the health situation in our community is.
You mentioned also they're still looking to fill certain positions within the district.
We're making some progress in those, but, you know, if someone's out there and eligible to teach some of the openings we have, we just encourage them to apply so we can take a close look to see if we're a good fit.
The board approved the resignations of Elizabeth Reed, TLC instructional coach, and Pamela Carr, bus monitor car driver. They also approved contract recommendations for Bryce Smith, assistant ninth grade football coach, and Derek Hall, head boys basketball coach. And they acted on 2021-22 TLC contracts for 19 teachers and the TLC roles they will serve at a cost of $94,985 to be budgeted for through the general fund for teacher leader compensation funds. Adair County Attorney Melissa Larson was asked during Wednesday's meeting of the Adair County Board of Supervisors about the legality of backdated lease contracts for solar energy farms after the county received a letter to that effect from a concerned citizen. Supervisor Matt Wiedemeyer.
Of course, our ordinance went into place May 5th-ish, and then now it's coming up all these acres that were leased before. Do we have any power or authority to request that these developers show us that these, or try to prove to us in some way that these were done well in advance?
In a timely manner.
Yeah.
Larson said she didn't know the answer specifically to that question. She asked if there was any proof that anyone had taken such action.
We can certainly make the ask. I'm not sure the extent of our authority to do so. However, I guess I had some questions about, is there actually information that contracts were backdated, or is that just something that someone said they were told they could do?
No, there's no evidence of that. It's just...
Okay, because if that was the case, I would have to say that a criminal investigation would have to be opened, because it would be a violation of our ordinance, and that's a simple misdemeanor in addition to other violations of the law, including fraudulent practices.
Larson said she hadn't spoken with a concerned citizen who wrote the letter and would look into the authority to request that information outside of a criminal investigation. The question is, how many acres were signed up in Adair County prior to May 5th? Larson said it's never okay to backdate a contract if you're doing it with the intent to obfuscate the law.
It just depends on the circumstance. I can't really say for sure if it's ever okay, but I can tell you that in that particular circumstance, no, it wouldn't be, because that would be violating the law. It would not have been signed before the ordinance was in place. So, no, that would not be okay.
The board, rather, in other business, the Board of Supervisors in Adair County approved a Rescue Plan Act award contract with the Department of Treasury. Auditor Mandy Berg said the county is eligible to receive $1.34 million from the COVID Relief Act. The contract simply acknowledges the county wants whatever money they can receive based on per capita, and she said they will be setting up a new account specifically for those funds. The board also approved Sheriff Jeff Vandewater's request for him to pay his own expenses, if any, with regard to a firearms instructor training course set for June 14th through the 18th, and for him to submit a claim for reimbursement. And Adair County Engineer Nick Kaufman reported to the board that on Monday they had a bid letting for the G61 County Line Road Grading Project, with Cass County picking up a portion of the costs. Leroy & Son Incorporated out of Carroll was the low bidder at $798,552. The engineer's estimate had been about $973 million, so that's a savings of about 20%. The same company handled the Adair County landfill closing and other projects. Cass County Board of Supervisors had approved the contract during their meeting Tuesday morning. Now, Adair County will serve as the contracting authority. Cass County will pay $490,497 approximately, while Adair County will pay nearly $307,554. That's a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.